All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Skyridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District. Today is August 13th. It's 3:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if we could get everyone on the call, if you could give us your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Val, your chair, would you like to start?
Powell Oberson, Chair of the Board.
Tyler Aldis, Vice Chair of
You.
the Board.
Vice Chair and Treasurer, if I remember right.
And treasurer, yes.
Yes.
And Hayden Smith, Secretary.
Yep.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All
No.
right, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our June 12th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I move we approve the board minutes as written.
Great. Thanks, Val.
Michael, this is Tyler. I second the motion.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Let David put up second quarter financials for us.
Okay. Sorry. I was just jumping around on my pages there. Let me get to share. All right. So for Skyridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District in the balance sheet as of June 30th, 2025, we have $153,000 in the working capital fund. We have $6.6 million in debt service fund. And apologies, sorry. There is $8,800 of accounts payable in the general fund also. But in the debt service fund, those funds are split between the reserve fund and the capitalized interest. And in the capital projects fund, we have a construction fund balance of $10,700,000 approximately. Oh, my apologies. There's also a accounts payable balance in there, $23,875. In the general fund, we have interest income of $2,900. We've had $14,992 of expenditures for the year to date. And we're just looking at these. We're approximately half of those on the accounting. And then we've had most of our insurance costs and legal is just $2,500. So with that, we've had developer advance payments of $6,787. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $144,600 rounded.
Hey, I'll ask a question there while we're there.
Okay.
As per the notes, that $6,700 of developer advance is being shown as income.
So what it is to the district on the governmental financial statements, it shows as income to the district. And then when we convert these to the government-wide financials, so your typical GAAP financial statements, it'll be converted into a liability to the of the district.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, that really is a liability and it's going to be paid as a liability, but you've just answered in terms of fund accounting and GAAP accounting. Thank you.
Yeah, this has been kind of weird getting used to this type of accounting. It's a whole new world. See, so any other questions there, or did I answer that?
That answered my question.
Okay, perfect.
Here.
Okay, so in the debt service fund, we have had interest income of just under $140,000, and we've had our first bond interest payment of $984,500. The next in bond interest payment will be in December, and we'll look at that in just a minute and look at the schedule of those payments. But that gives us an ending fund balance of $6,610,000. Moving on to the capital projects fund, we've had interest income of of $461,000, and capital outlay is expenditures of $15,410,000. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $10,673,600.
Do we have more funds coming from the bond issue, or is this all?
This is what's remaining in the bond issuance, or from the bond issuance. So if we go back up to the balance sheet, yeah, it's the, that is basically the fund balance here, less or plus that 6 cents.
Right. And we're on track to do the construction for that amount?
Is that a question for me, or is that for Tyler?
Anyone?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
All right. So as I was mentioning, we did have the first payment for the debt service. So half of this was paid on June 1st. The second half will be paid on December 1st. And so we look at this. First payment was the $984,000. So we have another payment there, $984,000 plus $1.9 million for the next year. So capitalized interest will cover the December payment and the full year's payment for the following year. And then after that, we have the reserves here of $3.8 million. Just wanted to bring that up to bring to your guys' attention on that, of what we're looking at as far as funds that are reserved for those payments in the future. And then we'll start to see the property taxes come in too. But, are there any questions on this or anything that we were just looking at on the other financial statements?
I can go back 5 years.
I don't have any other questions.
You guys good?
Yeah, David, I don't have any questions. Thank you. A very good, very comprehensive presentation.
Yeah, none from me.
Okay. Back to you, Michael.
What I need then would be a motion to accept the financials as presented.
So moved.
Thanks, Val.
I second the motion. This is Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. That's everything I have on the agenda. Do you guys have stuff for us, for the district, on the record?
Michael, I'd just like to have an update on the status of the audit and the compliance with the state auditor's requirements. I noticed there was some activity there with emails on the communication from the state auditor's office, but just what is the status and when do we expect it to be submitted?
So, it's the first time, Val, that they have done like this shotgun approach where they just sent everything out. And I get IFDs and PIDs are new. So what you saw was they just sent everything out of what needed to be in compliance, right? What we have to file every year. So what is hanging us up is the 24 audit. So they're working on it. It's in process. We don't have a time frame yet. We're hoping that it's going to get done in the next month, maybe 2 months, give or take. Once that comes, then I'll shoot to you and Tyler the financial certification that will go along with it. I'll get you out the fraud risk assessment. The rest of it is getting handled, taken care of between David and myself. So I don't want you to think we're not doing the rest of it. It's just the 24 audit was the only thing holding us up. Now, with our district being an IFD, there's really... because there's no property taxes that flow. There's really nothing that is going to happen to us from a practical standpoint, because all of our revenue coming in are through the assessments. So, but good question. I mean, we're on top of it. We're just waiting on the audit.
So the blanket letter that came out from the auditor's office was basically a 60-day grace period letter. Is that correct, Hayden?
Yes.
And we, it looks like we'll be able to meet the 60 days?
With the audit, it's going to be, David, do you have any better info?
Well, we have several audits with the auditors right now that we're trying to follow up on, and they've been a little bit slower than we've seen in the past. And I don't know if there's just a little more caution on their side, just if they were flagged for something in the past or not, but it has been a little bit slower on that side, but we continue to work with them and follow up on them. We're trying as hard as we can to get it to complete it as fast as possible and by that, you know, that 60-day period.
You know, it's Val, just since we were talking, he just called me. So as soon as I hang up, I'll call the auditor back. He just tried to get a hold of me. So yeah. I'll have an update.
I
mean, literally, he just tried to call me.
Great.
His ears were tingling.
I'm concerned about this issue, obviously, and personally sensitive about it. But one of the potential concerns, and this is not high on the, I wouldn't rate it as a high risk, but as kind of a low risk. But with the current change in the administration in the state auditor's office, I could see the biggest risk here is not withholding sales tax or property tax, which we don't have. It's publicity.
Yeah.
And I could see publicity coming on the next round that wouldn't be geared to us specifically. It would be to all those who are not in compliance, and it would be public shaming. That would be the objective, which again isn't going to hurt us necessarily. The sensitivity on the legislature with these new entities and the debt that is accumulated, it's not public debt, of course, but you know, I hear concerns about this at the Ken Gardner Institute meetings that I'm a member of, a board of public finance and other places on the Hill, where there's increasing concern about this type of entity and specifically the Jordan L area that I just think we ought to have on our radar.
That's interesting. What are they saying at the Kem Gardner? I find that interesting.
There are voices that are decrying this as a ballooning of debt and a financing of development that's unprecedented and unheard of, and that it's more kind of a, I wouldn't say sour grapes, but a lot of it would be aimed at Stuart Adams, the chairman of MIDA, and his facilitation of this kind of financing into these types of public entities that we're involved in with this entity. And Stuart's under increased pressure, if you read the headlines today on other issues. And I just point that out as a risk, and I don't know that we need any motivation among ourselves or to push along or to prod the independent auditing firm to get this done, so that I just hope that we wouldn't be on a list like that.
Yeah, that's fair. Two things. One, David and I are on top of it. I just want you guys to know. So we'll keep coordinating with you guys, give you updates. Look for that fraud risk. I'll get that out to you. Then the other thing is, I would say I can see their argument with PIDs. If people are going to do mill levies, that might become an issue. But with IFDs, there is really no downside, because it's all assessed.
I don't think there is either. This is a political publicity kind of issue and not a practical issue. Tyler, do you have anything to add to that observation, or do you disagree with me?
No, Val. I think from an IFD standpoint, because you have a special assessment that's tied with the property and the home, so you can't get a certificate of occupancy on a home until the special assessment is paid off. So I think the idea, the PID, yeah, I understand the mill levies. Those are elect, you know, those are not required. You opt into them. But for an IFD, yeah, I think that would be a far stretch, but who knows? I mean, I think a lot of public-private partnerships, which that's what this is, the IFD. I mean, we're building master water infrastructure for the Jordanelle Special Service District, along with you know, public roads and public trails in Wasatch County. You know, some people, they don't even want roads and they don't want trails, and it's like, you know, oh, what about the puppies? You know, so I just think I do agree with Val. To be off a list or just to have our house in order is a good thing. I think, Michael, you push them as much as you can. Do I worry about the blowback for the Pegasus Skyridge IFD? No, but if we don't have to get it painted with the same brush, and I think there's brushes that are going to come out and start painting next year. I think I agree with you on that, Val.
And again, Michael, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong here, or that, I mean, there is something wrong in terms of we not meeting the audit requirement, but this is more political blowback that I see
And
and
that's
hear
fair.
occasionally.
Yeah,
Again, it's
that's
not
fair.
serious.
Those
You
are
know,
good
I
points.
think.
I'll use that also to express the information and pass that along to the auditors to see if we can't you know, increase the urgency on this a little bit. And you know, I'm sure that'll help at least in their understanding of you know what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
So
Again,
I didn't think.
from my own experience with cases that are different than ours in terms of cooperation and serious. I mean, if we got a call from the state auditor's office, if we were, well, I would strongly recommend that if we miss the 60 days, that we're on the someone if this group is on the phone with them, giving them a status report and communicating with them, and that's one way we'd stay off the list. But one of the things that I have done personally in the past is call the auditor. So the auditor's office is calling the independent auditor saying, where are you at in the process? And if I got a who are you and why do you care and no, we'll get it done when we want to get it done. I reacted differently than I did if, no, we have a plan. We realize we're late. We're sorry. Here's our projected date, and could you please work with us? So that's an internal kind of consequence, but it's one that's not unprecedented.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely reach out to them if we get to that point. One thing I hadn't thought of when we got that mass shotgun emails, they did two different series of them, but was that now Tina's the auditor instead of John. So maybe it came from Tina saying, hey, I do know, and this is, I know, a frustration that I would say, and this is just going to be a rough guess, that probably a third of the districts out there have been created and never have done anything. So, because they're inactive and they've never done anything, it looks bad for everybody because they don't file budgets. They don't do, nobody's keeping them up. And so, like the stuff we have with all of the districts, we keep them current, but there are, I would say probably about a third of them that are inactive, and a big majority of those, they don't ever file anything. So I could see the frustration.
But I would put that in the category of an environmental, a broad environmental risk in this space, in this area, where Tina or someone else, the legislator, gets a bee under their bonnet and an expose is done on the whole industry or the whole subcategory of governmental entities. And that's what I think would be, you know, the bigger concern here. Anyway, I've said too much already, and thank you for your indulging my paranoia.
I appreciate the conversation and the feedback for sure. So
I know on the auditor.
Sorry, go ahead, David.
On the state auditor side, because I've had some communications with them about these reports, and because we've got multiple emails from them on a lot of those inactive districts, and we're reaching out to them. And a lot of it's just they want to be able to have communication with people on the district. They want some kind of accountability but it seemed like the perspective I've felt is that, as you know, as long as we're working towards it, they're staying happy with that. But I mean, I obviously don't have the full picture, but that's kind of the feel I've gotten from the conversations I've had with them. Sorry, I kind of cut you off there.
No, I think you could just to Val's point, and we just use this information to push them. I mean, we got to do it anyway, so let's just get it done. And you know, as Hayden tells me often, he's the squeaky wheel, so he gets the grease.
That's right. if this CPA firm has a whole list of these same kind of entities to push us to the top of the list,
because we can claim. Yeah. If they're inactive districts, man, you guys can just catch those up when you catch them up. You know, if we have to pay a little extra fee, David, I think it'd be worth it. Like I always say, hey, I'm happy to pay the FedEx fee. No. It's an expedite fee. It's a FedEx fee. We call it overtime.
FedEx.
Same day instead of 2 day, right?
Exactly.
Well, the nice thing is the inactive ones, we don't have to do anything with the auditors. I've been, you know, putting exemption letters together and sending those to the auditor for both budget and for the financial report. Then we still have to do the financial certification and the fraud risk assessment. But that's at least, you know, something that's easy to compile compared to the actual audits. So
thank you for indulging me.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a motion to adjourn, and then we'll keep going. And Tyler, you can give us kind of...
Yeah, I've got a couple things just to share with the group.
I move we adjourn.
Thanks,
Val. I second the motion. This is Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye.